Reverend Parrish, Associate Ministers, members of the Diaconate, members and friends, good morning. I have an expression of thanks to share with you. Dear Shiloh Baptist Church New Site family, I am writing this letter to give my personal thank you to each and every one. I thank you so much for your thoughts, prayers, visits, phone calls, cards, food, and other acts of kindness shown to me during my hospital stay and home stay over the last several months. I know that the power of prayer really and truly works. I thank God for people like you and the care you have shown. May God continually bless each of you for what you have done. And this comes to us from Sister Elnora Poole. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin, starting with the insert for the Christmas dinner. There are items needed to be donated. There are desserts needed. The menu items are listed. Preparers are needed, servers, delivery drivers, helpers, and ever important cleanup crew. If you can be of service, please complete this and get it back to those who need to receive it for the Christmas Day dinner. Volunteers and donations are needed. From our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily lessons for next week's, daily readings for next week's lessons. Also, the deadline date for the next capstone newsletter. And the Christian Education Ministry has, again, the Christmas card exchange ongoing, and the boxes are filling up already. So as you leave today, please pick up your Christmas cards. The boxes are filling up already, and they're scheduled to be there until the 31st. Some of them will be overflowing by then. They are filling up already. So I was asked to emphasize that. Please pick up your cards. If you take some of the side entrances by the organ or piano, please exit near the Christmas cards. Okay, we have a cancellation. All that signed up for caroling, it has been canceled. And the trustees on duty for the month, Sister Alston, Sister Thomas, and Brother Marlowe, their contact information is listed there for you. And volunteers are needed for assistance with the MICA ministry and some of their outreach endeavors. They are listed there for you. And the security ministry asks that you please read the card on the back of your pews, know the seat that you're sitting in, the color, they're color-coded, so that if there is an emergency, you would know in which direction to leave the sanctuary. On the reverse of the announcements, our known, sick, and shut in, and we always add to that list the bereaved families of our church and community. And correspondence from our sister churches, this is an announcement for this afternoon. The William Poindexter Unity Choir is celebrating their annual Christmas concert featuring the Carriers of Joy from North Carolina, Savannah Baptist Church, One Accord Gospel Band, and this all takes place at 3:00 at Branch Fork. At 4:00 here at New Site, the Voices of the Gospel will celebrate their 21st Christmas concert celebration. Again, that's 4:00, their 21st Christmas concert celebration. And coming up for the weekend, on Saturday from 9 to 12, there will be a mental health wellness program, and it's going to be held at United Faith Christian Ministry in Stafford. School violence, substance use and abuse, healthy relationships, stress management. Again, that's Saturday from 9 to 12. Also on Saturday, there is a live nativity Christmas pageant, which will be taking place at Ferry Farm Baptist Church from 6 to 9. Again, that's a live nativity Christmas pageant Saturday from 6 to 9. And on next Sunday, the management and staff of A.L. Bennett and Son Funeral Home invite you to attend a memorial Christmas tree trimming and open house. Again, that is next Sunday, the 16th, from 5 to 7. You are invited to bring an ornament to be placed on the tree in memory of a loved one you wish to be remembered during the holiday season. Again, A.L. Bennett and Son. And again, pick up your Christmas cards. And lastly, I'd like to extend my personal thanks to Sister Lamar for bringing the announcements on last Sunday in my absence. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
We bless God once again for our opportunity to gather that we might be able to lift up the name of Jesus in worship, and we give him the glory. We want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of all the announcements. We ask that you keep these announcements in mind. They're extremely important for the ongoing fellowship here at this branch of Zion. We do emphasize the help needed for our Christmas meal and the volunteers that we have asked for, as well as the necessary food items. And each year I tend to look at it when they use that word, homemade desserts. It would be good if we made rolls every Sunday. Ain't too many people in the kitchen anymore. So I'm reminding you, everything that the grocery store has was made in some home somewhere. That includes their warehouses. It's a home. So it's a homemade pie at BJ's, at Costco, at Kroger. They're all homemade. So don't feel bad when you go. You don't even have to change grocery bags. Just go ahead and put them on in there. Amen. Amen. Y'all know where I'm coming from. Amen. Snow is on the way to some place. There may be some snow here when you leave, or if you think about coming back. When it comes to snow, ice, bad weather, I believe that you are grown enough and mature enough to make a decision on whether it's safe for you to travel. Do not make your decision based on whether, if they don't see me at church, somebody might talk. Don't do that. You may not get here if you get out on the road in the snow in this area. You may not arrive. So use common sense. Don't come just so somebody will see that you made it. Understand now, I'm being very honest. Some folk will shovel themselves out of 8 feet of snow, walk 10 miles just to get to church, say, I made it. How come you didn't get here? I'll call you from home and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to use common sense. Amen. I expect you to do that also. Okay, men, we'll see you on Saturday, and I know that there's no snow predicted for Saturday for the men's ministry, so I look forward to seeing the men on Saturday. Sister Isabel said something very important, that during the Christmas season, check on your neighbors, especially during the snow. Check on your neighbors as if you know your neighbors, and if you don't, and you're concerned, check on them anyway. So this is part of the Christmas spirit, that you would check with them. On Tuesday, the seasoned citizens met for their Christmas celebration. They met the fellowship, but also they met in order to be a help or blessing to somebody else. Each seasoned citizen was tasked with filling a Christmas stocking for a young person, which included fruit gift card, and several other items. And they did a dynamic job. There are three boxes of Christmas stockings that are available for the youth of this church. And since they did not get them for Sunday school, we're asking for some cooperation to get those boxes over before the end of this service so that youth and parents of youth can take a stocking with them when they leave after service. So we're asking the ushers to work with the trustees to get three boxes, have them in the vestibule in order that you might pass them out at the close of service. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Last item, and y'all knew I was going to bring it up, the card boxes. Sister Wilson was very pleading with you to pick up your cards. I'm pleading with you also, because year after year, we put cards in those boxes. And there are some members who refuse to take them home. Ushers have to track you down and shove a stack of cards at you when they see you, because they look in there and see you have 30 cards and you ain't been in that box at all. If someone takes the time to sit down, put a note, address the card to you, please have the decency to check your box at least once before Christmas and take what they've done. They've labored hard for you. Take it. And what we're going to do at the 31st, we're going to go through and see what cards we left were not picked up. My wife and I are going to pick up them cards. And we're going to knock on your door and ask you why you didn't pick up our Christmas card. I'm serious. We're going to knock on your door. And I'm serious. And find out why you refuse to pick up our Christmas card. I'm not going to worry about anybody else. It's just going to be me and the wife. The wife may not be there, but I will. So, please pick up your Christmas card, or you guaranteed to see me somewhere around between the 2nd and the 30th of January and find out why my Christmas card stayed in the box. And don't tell me you were out of town when I saw you in service. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Someone blessed you. Let's be a blessing back to them. I'm trusting the ushers have got the word to get some help to bring the three boxes over, and at the close of service, for the youth, young people, and I'm not talking about those who think they are young. We're talking about for the youth, and give them a Christmas stocking at the close of service. And they, of course, are blessing us. They're going to bless us one more time.